Felix, did I have any customers scheduled for this evening? Well then, this is a surprise guest.
Oh my dear, please come in. You're absolutely soaked through. Here, let me grab some rags to throw on the floor. You're dripping all over the place. I wasn't storming when you set out then. You must have been right lost if it took you that long to get here from the village. Let's get you out of that cloak. It's drenched. Your dress and boots too, dear, but don't worry. I have plenty of blankets behind the chair you can wrap up in. Here, I'll lay these by the fire while you get comfortable. Ah, your horse spooked and bolted? Then we shall be grateful you weren't injured. Scoot closer to the fire, dear. Your hair is still dripping. I've still got my supper stew warm if you'd like some. What do you mean, you shouldn't? You don't trust what I've put in it, because I'm a witch. I prefer the term herbalist. It's less intimidating for the menfolk I have to deal with. And while surely it's smart of you not to trust a witch, you were the one who came looking for me. Would you like to tell me why? Or is that secret another thing you don't trust me with? Well, Felix likes you. That has to count for something. Come, sit here at my feet so I can fix the mess the storm made of your hair. Are you comfortable? Now, dear girl, whatever led such a sweet young thing to wander the woods in search of me? Oh, your friend told you to visit me. And what exactly did she tell you? Yes, darling, I can make you feel good. But did your friend tell you the hows and whys? Let me speak openly with you, from one woman to another. Most of the goods I sell are purely herbal, but there are a few special brews that contain some supernatural elements. The process of making those is incredibly taxing and truthfully ages me beyond my years. But lovely young girls like yourself can help me recover. It's a very simple trade, you see, an equal exchange. I need your youth. Nothing to be afraid of, dear. We're not bartering souls or anything with such eternal consequences. All I'm asking for is a few weeks, barely the blink of an eye. Think of it this way. When you are withered and gray, does it much matter whether your aching bones make it to 96 and 4 months old instead of 96 and 3? And don't forget, darling, that you came looking for me. I infer that means you've been unsatisfied of late. Village boys chasing you around like jackrabbits, have they? So quick and earnest for their own release, with nary a thought of what brings a woman pleasure, what makes her squirm and desperate with desire. Don't worry, darling. I can give you what you need. What say you? Shall we make a trade? Let me tie off your hair. Lovely. What's this? Oh, it's a magic wand of sorts. Something of my own creation. But don't worry your pretty little head over it. That's for later. For now, let's get you warmed up. Here, let me start by massaging your shoulders. You're so pent up, dear. You need release. And how would you like little kisses starting from behind your ear and moving down your neck? Let the warmth of my breath chase away the chill. Was that a shiver? I'll unlace this dreadful corset that's still damp from the rain. There, isn't that more comfortable? Are my hands warm along your ribs? Oh, ticklish, are we? I'll be gentle. Your skin is so smooth here. And these breasts, plump and pert and round. No, I would never claw at you like the young boys do, frantically digging like a squirrel seeking a nut. Oh no, my dear. Such delicacy should be doted upon. Here, gentle strokes around the sides of your chest. Just a feather's touch. I can see it excites you. Do you desire more? And if I draw my fingers up to tease your nipples, does that feel good? Good girl. Come, switch places with me. Your hair is nearly dry, and I need to taste you. Just a kiss on the lips. Chaste, I promise. Would that be all right? Sweet like cherries. And you needn't be ashamed of wanting more. I want you to feel good. Let me keep touching you. Let me help you feel good. Down your neck. Oh. I can still taste the rain here in the dip of your collarbone. Don't worry, darling. I'm not leaving any marks. Just relax into my touch and my mouth. May I keep going down? Good girl. Lean back and let me do the rest. Oh, mercy, these breasts. Like twin fawns among the lilies, Solomon said. May I? Oh, sweet girl, keep making those noises for me. Tell me if it feels good. When I nuzzle against you and suck your perfect teat into my mouth. Place your hands wherever you like. I'm not going anywhere. You have my full, undivided attention. Oh dear, I've been neglecting your poor legs. Surely you're sore from your trek in the storm? Let me relieve you from that discomfort. Oh, don't worry, I'm quite content kneeling here in front of you. The right leg first. My, my, your calf is so tight. Much too tense. Relax, darling. You're in good hands. Just tell me if I'm being too rough. The last thing I want is to cause you discomfort. How could I resist kissing such perfect skin? Here on the side of your knee. That's a bit better. I'll tend to your other calf, and then we'll need you out of those knickers. No need to be shy, dear. I only want you to feel good. That's why you're here, isn't it? Now that's a bit better. Be a good girl for me and lift your hips. Let me pull these off. Good. Oh, sweetheart, you're looking a little wet and needy. I admit I'm a bit impatient to taste you, but we have time. With the storm outside, you won't be leaving anytime soon. So first, let me give these lovely thighs the attention they deserve. What's this trembling for? Here, wrap the blanket around your shoulders. I'll keep you warm down here. So soft and perfect. Beauty such as this, you deserve to be worshipped. What you have is powerful, dear. Best not forget that. I'm going to touch you, if that's all right. Just a single finger. Only along your slit. Look at that. Here, taste yourself on my finger. Good girl. Your arousal's delicious, isn't it? And there's so much more where that came from. Please, let me keep touching you. Don't worry, I'll tell you before anything goes inside. I just need to make sure that you're warm. Tease you just a little bit. Brush over your clit. Like that. And hear all those delightful little sounds. Your moans and whimpers. So divine. I want to swallow them. Let me lick you. You can just nod if you're at a loss for words. Please, tell me or pull on me anytime you want to stop. It's all right, dear. No need to hold back. There's no one to hear you but me. And Felix, but he doesn't mind, really. Tongues are much more dexterous than a prick, don't you agree? Tell me how it feels. When I suck on you like this. And when I push you with my tongue. Tell me. Oh, good girl. You want more? What about one finger dipping inside your pretty little cunt? No need to grip me so tightly. Relax, dear. Relax. And let me move. In and out of you. In and out. Oh, there you are. Gorgeous. And if I just bend my finger a little to push against... Oh, yes, that's good, isn't it? Tell me. Yes. Be a good girl for me and use your words. Tell me how it feels. Good. So perfectly good.
Nuh-uh-uh. Hush those pretty little cries. I'm not stopping to torture you. It's quite the opposite. Remember the wand?
You're going to feel so good, darling. By the time I'm done with you, you'll be begging me to take years of your life. Here. Touch it. It's ebony, a rare find in these parts. No splinters, dear, I promise. Besides, it's a bit enchanted. Don't worry about the size. It will change to fit you perfectly. This is an exchange, remember? Are you ready to give it to me? Here, allow me to get it slick with your juices. Just teasing along your folds. You've already made such a mess on my face, and there's still so much more. Oh, poor girl, you look distraught. Let's fix that pretty face into one of pleasure. Relax, darling. It will fit you perfectly. Good girl. I'm putting it in slowly to give both you and the wand a moment to adjust. Oh, sweet thing, you are positively dripping. So desperate, are you? Tell me how it feels. It's perfect, isn't it? Not too big, not too small. Just right. Good girl. And if I move it, like this? Oh yes, that's a lovely sound. I'd like to hear a bit more of that. Yes. Good girl. No need to move and squirm your hips like that. I've got it all for you. Just let me be in charge. Let me make you feel so good. Oh, let's go a bit faster, shall we? Yes, that's it. Just give in to the pleasure. Close your eyes and give it all away. Give it to me. Yes, darling, of course I can pay attention to your clit while I pump this in and out of you. Oh, such a good girl. So needy and willing. For my taking. Haven't you turned into a wild little thing, shaking and desperate? Yes. Oh, give in to it, my dear. Chase the pleasure and leap after it. And if the feeling makes you a bit feral, so be it. Good girl. Sweet, good girl. Come for me. Come for me. Good girl, you're so close. Follow it. Take it. Take it, yes. Take the pleasure. Take it. Come for me. Come for me and give me what is rightfully mine. Yes. You've been a very good girl for me. Shh. You're all right. Here. Let's get this out of you. Oh. Let me grab a warm cloth to clean you up. Yes, just rest here. Allow me, dear. Allow me to finish taking care of you. Here. I'll get you something to drink as well. No, not a special witch's brew. Just peppermint. How are you feeling? Good. But I would still like to help you to the bed. Yes, of course, the bed. You're certainly not going out in that storm, are you? So you'll be staying here. And if the storm lasts all night, we have plenty of time for another offering, if you'd like. That's what I thought you'd say. But come. Now, it's time for you to rest. I'll be up for a while, tending to the fire, and Felix here will keep you warm. Yes, he's very good company. Certainly partial to the young maidens that come to visit me. Rest, little one. You've done very well.